All of the campaigns which I reviewed achieved some impact on policy. So the argument that says campaigning and protest makes no difference, that's clearly wrong.
Dr. Steve Melia lectures in transport and planning at the University of the West of England. He's written a book on transport protests and is an environmental campaigner himself.
The anti-roads protests of the 1990s, although in fact the direct action never succeeded in stopping a road which was already under construction, the cumulative effect of all of those protests caused the most severe cut in the road building program that there has ever been. Effectively, what we did was to cut the national road building program down to the Spalding bypass. And that was from a situation which was announced in 1989, where the government of the day said, this will be the biggest road building program since the Romans.
So in effect, chaining yourself to a bulldozer won't necessarily stop that road being built, but may well have a chilling effect on ones in the near future.
Yes, and of course that introduces a sort of a paradox for campaigners, which is that in order to continue to motivate themselves, they have to practice a form of self-deception. The people who were on those road protests all believed that they stood a chance of stopping that particular road at that site where they were protesting. If they didn't believe that, then it would be difficult, I would think, for them to motivate themselves and others to carry on protesting at that site. Now, of course, that was a delusion from the start, but it was a necessary delusion in order for those people to carry on and to lose so many battles, but to eventually win the war.
Around 15 years later, Steve Melia says circumstances were broadly similar, but the protest was absent and the result was very different.
What you had economically was a very similar situation where a Conservative-led government was leading the country out of recession. There was big downward pressure on public spending. But instead of cutting the road building programme, at that time, they decided to treble it in the belief that that would somehow boost the economy and help the country out of recession. I believe that a major factor in that decision was the absence of any recent protest action about roads.
But protests don't have to be fractious, or even especially memorable, to be effective.
Arguably, the most successful environmental campaign of all time was the Big Ask between 2006 and 2008. That was the campaign which led to the Climate Change Act 2008, and which was then used to promote similar legislation in many other countries around the world.
I remember the campaign that it was to do with climate change, but I have to confess that even I, and I'm supposedly a professional in this area, can't actually remember what the ask in the Big Ask was. What was it?
It was that law. Britain was the first country in the world to enact a law which required the government to cut carbon emissions.